So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night, and a big, big game tomorrow. Before we get to that game, some squad news this week. Joel Senior has gone to Curzon, sending him our best wishes.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. You know, Joel just, he found himself out of the team due to the form of Danny Morton. And then he came back in against Stockport, and then there was he missed the Boston game, and you know, things we've been coming to, and he missed an Altrincham game, and I just felt that, you know, when you look around at the bench and Joel being a defender, you know, we already have Zed on the bench last week, and it was kind of like Joel couldn't find himself into the team, so he's been great. He just wants to go and play football, and I said the way he's done it the right way, and he certainly hasn't closed the door on FC United, but you know, he just said at my age or his age, he just wants to go and play, so. You know, we made it as easy as possible for him. We didn't insist on the 7 days. I spoke to Mark Bradshaw and, you know, I gave Mark permission to speak to Joel. And away it went, and he got tied up in, you know, that same evening. So he goes with all our wishes. And I know that, you know, he missed the place and he's got fond memories and he hopes to stay up. But, you know, he's gone to go and play his football at Curzon. So, you know, all the best to him.
And sticking with the Tameside theme, an interesting result midweek, Ashton United losing their game in hand. So we know what we've got between ourselves and Ashton United as we head into this weekend. It's 4 points the gap. To Guiseley, it's 7 points. To Hereford, it's 9 points. Now, this is a big game tomorrow, and and you should just put all these interviews on repeat, in all fairness. Yeah. I mean, how's the mood in the squad been this week after the Southport performance?
It's been great. I mean, the mood in the camp's been great for the last few weeks. You know, even when we lost back-to-back, you know, in the 3-2-1 defeats, we could feel it coming. And then, like I said, the Geyser game was huge for me because, you know, being 3-1 down and, you know, 20 minutes to go to pull it back and then to go to Southport last week, and I didn't realise until I listened to Liam Watson's interview that, you know, that Southport have only lost 3 in 22 games now. You know, they're a real form team, and, you know, they've made Hague Avenue a fortress, and the last time they played before us, they put 5 past Chorley. So for us to go there and, you know, and keep a clean sheet but also create chances was really pleasing. As for Hereford tomorrow, you know, we've trained all week. We know all about them. I'm having everybody watch now, getting detailed reports. We know everything about them, but it's about us. You know, it's exciting, isn't it? You've just rhymed off the, you know, the points tally that people are in and around us. We know what we've got to do. You know, we know these 10 games are huge, and we know that we can't underperform in any of them if we want a realistic chance of staying in the league. But I've said we will stay in the league, and I firmly believe that, and so does the squad. So, you know, although Hereford were very tricky tomorrow, I'm confident that we can go and do the job and then look forward to the next game. But we can't take anything for granted, because we can't run out of games. And unless we, you know, capitalise tomorrow, then the job becomes even more difficult.
And how's the squad shaping up for tomorrow?
Great. First time I'm going to say this, I think, this season. No changes, no ins, no outs. So the same 16 that went to Southport last week will report tomorrow. And I feel that they deserve that chance to do that. So, you know, that togetherness, that trust, that bonding, is going to be vital. So, you know, we've tweaked different things as the week's gone on because of we know about Hereford. But there won't be too many changes, if any, tomorrow. And, you know, we're just looking forward to the game. Everyone in the camp's looking forward to the game. You know, yes, there's going to be nerves. Yes, you know, everybody's billing it as another biggest game of the season. And I just think every game is the biggest game of the season. But do you know what, Ben? I think there's a bit of optimism around the ground now. And I spoke to some fans last week after the game. And, you know, is it just me? Is it just the players that believe it? And I think now the fans are believing it, that if we can go and beat Hereford tomorrow, then we're nine games to go. Who knows what could happen? But say, if we pull this off, it could be the greatest achievement. Certainly in my career, but in a lot of people's careers, because I think, you know, when you look at it, you kind of, people think you're down and out, but we're not down and out. We're still fighting, and, you know, we're desperate to go and put a performance on tomorrow and get 3 points.